Amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm excited. Who's excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Glory to God. For those of you that don't know me, or most of you do know me, I'm Pastor Angel. Glory to God. And I'm excited and honored to preach the word. Amen. There's something about when you get into the word and you preach the word and you see the power of God or the word of God working in your life, you got to get excited. Because if you don't get excited, something's going on. Something's not happening. Amen. But today I'm going to be speaking about a father's role. Amen. It's Father's Day. But looking around, I know some of you are single moms. And like I said earlier, all of us should be spiritual leaders in some aspect. So I'm speaking to all of us. Amen. But I'm going to speak more to the dads, but everyone can take a hold of it, take notes. I encourage you to take notes. And if you brought your Bible, amen. I got my Bible, too. I don't only have my iPad. But, you know, I like to be like Pastor Devon, cool, you know. Amen. I don't need an iPad to be cool. I know I'm cool. Amen. But think about this. Amen. All right, let's get serious now. All right. All right, you're distracting me. Glory to God. But here's some, on a serious note. I was doing some research and I was praying and seeking God. I said, Lord, what do you have for me to bring to your house? Amen. And it's basically the role of a dad, because we know it's lacking. You know, it's lacking. It's lacking big time, not only in the church, but outside in the world. Amen. Think about this. In the United States alone, 1 in 3 kids live without their father in their homes. 1 of 3. We all know many. There are 10 million single moms leading their families at home. 25% of families are led by single moms. So that 10 million is 25%. And 40% of babies born in the United States are born to single moms. That's a sad epidemic. Amen? It really is sad. Congressman John Duncan Jr., I think he's the congressman of Tennessee, he stated this a few years ago. He said that 90% of felony cases across this nation are committed by defendants who grew up and a father absent household. 90%. This was, I think, when I was researching it, this was 5 years ago. So it's time that as fathers, as spiritual leaders, that we step up. You can see by these statistics, we are needed. Single moms, spiritual leaders, you are needed. Some of you might say, well, I don't have any kids and this and that. But like I said earlier, there's someone in your inner circle that depends on you for some spiritual guidance. And what better? There's no one better than us that are filled with the Spirit of God. Amen? I might not always have the right things to say, but I say, okay, Holy Spirit, I need you to talk for me. Come on now. The word of God tells us that we must be led by the Spirit of God. Most of us in here, we can take each and every one of us can take us so far. But the Holy Spirit can take us to that other dimension. Amen. We're spirit beings, all right? So we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. As fathers, husbands, spiritual leaders, because I'm talking to all of us, and I'm not just pointing fingers at the dad, amen, because I know there's many single moms here. It's sad to say that many in the body of Christ struggle with that role. So it's not only happening in the outside world, out of these four walls, but there's people in the church, someone probably that you're sitting right next to right now, they struggle with that role. Why? And I was researching, and when God put that, I kind of wrote it down. And this morning, I got up early. Not that I don't, but I wanted to seek his face, because I wasn't getting any clarity on that. Why the body of Christ, we struggle so much with that. Even though we have the Holy Spirit, and God just deposited this in my spirit. He said, because the church doesn't teach it enough. Amen. We come in, we hear great services, and I'm not pointing fingers at any church. You know, we come in, we hear faith and this and that and blah, 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 and joy of the Lord, this and that. But there has to be a time, there has to be a balance as believers, because what the Word of God says, we are the salt of the world. Man, it got quiet in here. I got another sermon about joy. Let's turn to that. But come on now. It's time. I'm speaking to myself. I got grown kids. I don't even call them kids anymore. What I call you guys, Selena? We got adults. When Angie said, oh, did you talk to the kids today? What kids? The only kid I got is at home, Marley, and she doesn't talk back to me. Amen? It's time. It's time. It doesn't matter if you have a title of a pastor, whatever it is. We have to walk in that role. And I'm talking to the men right now. God has specifically anointed us to walk in that role. Amen. Amen. Yes, if you're a single mom and all that because of situation, circumstances, I'm not taking light of all that. And God will help you through that. But when you get into the Word of God, the role of a man, the role of a husband, the role of a father has got to be done by a male. Amen. Glory to God. You guys still with me?
Yeah,
we are. Amen. And I'm thankful that when I was growing up, I had that example in my household of that strong father figure, that strong spiritual leader. My dad, where's my dad? He's back there, you know? And I get emotional and I think about the goodness of God. And just right now, there's some of you right now that probably have given up on your kids. Maybe a relationship. Don't give up. I am preaching the gospel today. My family is serving God today because of prayers. That my family. Because many times when I came home, living a life, I could walk through my father's bedroom right by his door, and the man was on his knees standing in the gap for me. Amen? So I know what it is, and it was a lot easier for me when I decided to walk away from that craziness and I came to my senses, just like the prodigal son. It was a lot easier for me to step into that role because I had an example. Amen. Am I perfect? Selena, you can answer that question. No. But with the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can do all things. Amen. Amen. Have I made mistakes as a dad? Selena, you got one more yes. That's it. After that, you can plead the fifth. Amen. But no. And I honor that. I honor that. When I was a teenager, did I rebel? And I did, yes. You know, and I'm not ashamed to say it. There was a time in our lives that my relationship with my dad wasn't what it should have been. Not because of anything he did, it was because of me. I didn't understand. Even though being raised, man, I guess I'm going away from my notes, but someone needs to hear this. Even being raised in church, amen. I didn't understand the goodness of God. Glory, oh man. I didn't understand the goodness of God. But I remember in times that seed was poured into my life. And when I found myself in difficult situations, I didn't call my dad. The last person I wanted to call was my dad. And not because I was afraid. It was more because of the respect that I have for my dad. But when I found myself in situation, Lord, the Word of God came out. Lord, if you get me out of this one more situation, I'll go to church with my dad on Sunday. Yes. And I can tell you time and time again, I wasn't living for Jesus. God took me out. Why? Because when he knows he created us. He knows our plan. And us as knuckleheads, we get off that plan. Amen. So for someone here, I don't know who that is. Don't give up on that child. If it even is a male or female, don't do it. I'm a product of answered prayer. Amen. I'm a product of answered prayer. And I know many times, I mean, he might not admit to it because I know my dad. No, I never gave up on you. But as a parent, come on. I'll speak. Sometimes I just want to give him no way. I want to send them back. Come on, let's be realistic. You know? Lord, can I send this one back? Not you, Selena. I never wanted to send you back. Not you, Macho. It's the other two that are not here. Make sure they don't get a hold of this. Amen? But come on now. That's the love of a father. That's the love of a parent. And is it easy for a parent to see that their child, their kids, walk away from the things of God? No. That's when faith kicks in. Because when you get into the word, he says, I'm a household savior. Come on now. So I know many times, I walked away, well, I know enough about me because y'all will never look at me the same. But all the glory is to God. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. So for someone, don't give up on that child. Don't. Ephesians, Macho, can we pull it up? Ephesians 6:4. You guys still with me? Yeah. We're going somewhere. You're already here, so it's all right. Ephesians 6:4. It says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and the instruction that comes from the Lord. That's why I said you got to be spirit-led. Amen? We all know, before we go into what I wanted to talk about, we all know the role of a dad, a role of a father. He provides, he corrects, you know, he loves, he directs, and he has to lay the law. Sometimes he lay the law. I don't think I ever hit Selena. That's why she grew up so good. Nah. Amen? I never disciplined. Nah, I'm only kidding. But we all know the role of a dad. You know, if I pass the mic around, say, Pastor Steve, I'll start with you. What's the role of a dad? Each and every one of us. But what I want to get to, it's the spiritual aspect of the role of a dad. Amen? Because we're spirit beings. Amen? We all accepted Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So our time here is temporary. I pray, Lord, I want to live to 100 years, but healthy. Amen? Don't look at me crazy. There's a lot of people out there. Amen? You want your kids to be great ambassadors for the kingdom of God? It starts at home. I'm talking in general. It starts at home. Proverbs 22:6. I'm just trying to build a little foundation here. We're going somewhere. 22:6. This is scriptures that we're all familiar with. You got me up there? All right. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's a promise of God. I just shared a little portion of my testimony. My parents trained me up. They brought me to church. Did I always wanted to go to church? No. But because they took me to church, they brought me to church. The seed was in there. And when I walked away, I came back, because when you realize that on the other side, what's the saying? The grass is not always greener on the other side. Come on, it is not. I live both worlds. I like this side of the world better. Amen? Amen. Amen. And most of you can agree with us. And here's a characteristic or a sign of a great father or spiritual leader. He trains. We just read it. God has mandated us to train our kids. They're the future generation. Amen. They're the future leaders of this church, of the city of Lake Worth. When I minister to the kids in the youth group every week, I make sure I make a point of it. You are the future. You are not the problem. You are the solution. Because it starts at a young age. Amen. Another sign of a great father, he leads by example. Amen? Thank you, Mark Miller. What do I mean by that? Practice what you preach. Hello. Glory, that's real good. I could jump around real happy right now. Amen? And some of you, I'm going to go a little deeper than that. I don't understand really what Pastor Angel is saying. Practice what I preach. Here we go. Let them see that daddy is the same at church and at home and everywhere else he goes. Come on now. Many teenagers are confused because they come to church and I'm talking in general. Mom and dad act, they put on their church face. Glory to God, we're going to church today. I'm going to pull out my church shoes and put my church makeup on and my smiley face. As soon as they get into that parking lot, boom, 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 boom. Cats and come on, it's happening. Amen. And then when the kids become older, they're like, I don't want to go to church with you no more. Come on now. I don't want to go to church with you no more. You guys look holy on Sunday and Wednesday the rest of the week. Where's mom? Where's the real mom? Come on now. Be that example. Come on. Amen? Be that example. I could say for the most part, not because I'm standing here and I'm preaching, for the most part, I made the best, and I still do it, to lead by example my kids. The way you guys see me here, I'm a little looser at home, but for the most part, they can all say that or saying wherever he goes. You have to. That's why, as Christians, I'm going to go step on some toes. You'll be okay. I'll rub them afterwards. That's why, as Christians, we always call you a bunch of hypocrites. Ah, you're a bunch of hypocrites. Why? Because they see so many different phases of us. And they're like, I don't want to serve a God like the one you serve. Me go to church with you? I work with you Monday through Friday. I don't think so. I don't want to go to that kind of church. Come on now. I'll leave that one alone. Amen? But be an example. Be an example. Amen? Glory to God. All right, here we go. That was just an appetizer. Glory to God. Now we're going over to the spiritual side. Amen. Like I said, we know what the role of a dad is, what the world expects, the role of a dad. But now I want to jump over to the spiritual side. What's my role? Because I'm still a dad. Macho's the only one living with us right now. But my kids know that any time of the week, don't call me after midnight, though. Any time of the week or whatever, they can call. We're there for them. So my role never stops. Amen? And it should never stop. My kids should have that confidence that I can call dad at any time. And they have. Many times I've prayed with them over the phone, or Amber the other day was doing a devotional with a friend, and she didn't know something about one of the questions. She said, Dad, I need you to call me right now. I'm doing a devotional. And I call, I'm like, what? She said, I don't really understand this. So at work, I'm trying to do church things. Amen? That's what fathers do. Amen? She needed me at that spot. Amen. Glory to God. So number one, we're talking about the spiritual things that's going to help us walk in that anointing. Amen. It's not a title. I don't like people. It's an anointing that God has gifted us. Amen. Number one, prayer must be part of your life. You want to be a better dad. You want to be a better husband, a better worker, spiritual leader. You got to pray. You got to pray. You got to pray. You got to pray. I mean, prayer paves the way. However you do it, as long as you're doing according to the word of God, I like that. I like Hebrews chapter 4 when he says we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank God it's not nothing or anything that we've done. Amen? So prayer. Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer. I like this here at the end. With an alert mind and a thankful heart. We have to be thankful. Are we not always happy because of situations? No. But as long as you walk out that situation with a thankful heart, that situation will change. Come on. Good job, Angel. Good job. I'm preaching good. The word of God. You can never go wrong. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. I'm not going over anything that we've never done. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. Never give the enemy a foothold. Never. Because as soon as you put your guard down, he's coming. Now, I'm not glorifying him, but he's good at what he does. You see situations coming back, or you see things that are not working right in your home, get to praying. Get to praying. Come on. Get away. Get away. I thank God that I live with a wife that loves, she's on fire for Christ. She knows that when I get up in the morning hours, and it's hard to get up early, you know, it takes me a while to get this pretty, so I need my beauty sleep. Amen? But she knows that when I get up in the morning, I say, babe, stay in bed longer. I'm going to take care of some business. She knows what I mean, and I just get away. That works for me in the morning. So I'm not telling you, Mark Miller, get up at 5. But if you want, I'll wake you up. I got my alarm set at 5. You know, whatever works for you, just like the scripture said, with an alert mind. But do it. Do it. I'm telling you. I seen God done stuff in my life. I said, man, look what prayer has done. I'm preaching the gospel. Look at what prayer has done. I got old friends of mine out of here from way back. They came to see me today, preach the gospel for the first time. They can testify. Amen? They can testify the goodness of God. So it works. But what happens? We just don't do it. We just don't do it. We got this attitude like the world. We want to do a drive. I was going to say drive-by. We want to do a drive-through. Amen? We want to go through that drive-through. Let me get a number one. If you go to Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm talking about. Let me get a number one Chick-fil-A sauce. Let me get out of here. That's the way we want our relationship with God. And then, whoa, I'm getting real good now. And then we want the benefits. And I'm not pointing finger, but this is, I've been there. All right, Lord, I've been there. This has been my prayer life a long time ago. All right, Lord, you know what's going on. Thank you. I got to go. And then when things weren't happening, I'm like, Lord, I pray. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. No. If Jesus went away from his disciples in the early morning, then I'm preaching real good. If Jesus went away to pray, to spend time with his heavenly Father, how much more we have to get away? Oh, Lord, I give myself a spin right here. Come on now. Each and every one of us are facing situations. And each and every one of us, I've been there. I've asked that question. Lord, where are you? And I've heard this response. Where you been? Oh. All right, we can take up the offering now. I don't think. But come on now. Whew. Prayer is the best way for us as fathers, as leaders, to lead our family. And it'll help us grow in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. It changes. I can't get away from that. I can't. Because there's too many. I know a few believers, oh, I tried that Christian thing. That thing don't work. And then when you get to know them and you've, well, how, why didn't it work for you? And when you, and they don't say, well, you know, I went to church. Okay, good. But did you have a personal relationship with God? What is that? Ooh, come on. I'm going to go even further. Just because you walk through those doors, that doesn't mean that you have a personal relationship with God. We love to see you here. You guys look mighty fine this morning. But it's my job as a pastor to preach the truth. Amen? Because I never want to stand in front of God and say, you could have done more for me. Oh, glory to God. I think I got another message, second service. It's going to be, amen? But come on now. I'm going to leave that one alone. Number two, we're talking about the spiritual side, the aspect, so we can be better fathers, better leaders. Number two, number one, he prays. That's your personal time with your Heavenly Father. Amen. Thank you. Number two, he prays for his spouse and children. I cannot emphasize enough. I wake up in the morning. The first thing I say, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my family right now. And we listen to Mark Hankins, bro, he's a joy preacher, a faith preacher, and he loves slinging that blood of God, Jesus. He slings it everywhere. Because he said when he was growing up, that's what he heard his mother all the time. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. And I get up in the morning, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over my family. Father, that whatever decisions that they want to do today that doesn't line up with the word of God, I take authority right now in the name of Jesus. Amen? Because that's the authority that God has given us. Amen? But we do not step into it. Like I said earlier, we want the benefits, but we don't want to put in the work. Oh, my God. I hope they let me preach again after that. Glory to God. James 5:16. The earnest prayer, serious and sincere. Not a Mickey Mouse prayer. I'm getting real serious today. It's not time that we play Mickey Mouse with Jesus. It's time that as a church, as husbands, as fathers, as leaders, we step up. Just look around. Look at the madness that's going on in this world. Come on. But if we are Mickey Mousing with God, who's going to take you serious? Come on. If you go to work and they don't even know that you are a believer, and when they find out, they're like, really? How long has that been going on? Come on. It's time for us to get serious with the things of God. You want things to change in your life? I give you a challenge. Give him the best 30 days you can. And he will show up. He will show up. He will show up. He will show up. I can't get away from that. Someone needs, I'm shaking somebody up today. I'm shaking myself up. Because sometimes if we don't face situations or everything's okay, we get a little slack. How's everything? I'm cool. I'm good. I'm good. And then the enemy is like, with his little antennas up. Oh, okay. All right. Pastor Andrew not reading the Bible like he should. See what he's got in him. Amen. But when you see God, faithfulness, I mean, no one can ever convince me. I don't care what scientist, what atheism is out there, whatever it is. They cannot convince me that there is not a God. I've seen too much. We have all seen too much. Amen? But when you don't have a solid foundation in the word of God, somebody will come by and say, hey, I got something new. You want to try this? Sure. But what does the word says? That the truth shall set them free. That's why we got to have that strong foundation. That's why we got to get in the word. That's why we got to have a personal relationship. Because the devil should be afraid of us. That when we wake up in the morning, they're screaming in hell, Pastor Angel's up! Amen? Amen? Not us. Oh, he's coming. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Jesus did not die in that cross, that horrific death, so we can be walking timid around this world. It says we go boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. Yes. It bothers me when Christians are timid with the things of God. They're satisfied, I'm going to heaven. Well, how many people are you taking with you? Oh, glory to God. When I said about praying about your spouses and your children, many times we're the only ones that are standing in the gap for them. Many times. Because many people have already given up on us. And like I said earlier, I'm so thankful that I had a praying father. Oh, my God. A grandmother, a mom. People that just, they prayed me back. I have my aunt in Las Vegas. She's almost 80 years old. My mother's oldest sister. I FaceTimed her yesterday, and I was talking to her, and I said, Titi, pray for me, because I am bringing the word of God tomorrow, and I want God to use me in a mighty way, because anyone can stand up and just preach the word. But I want to penetrate into people's heart. And she said, Angel, I pray for you every single day. Every single day. My aunt, 80 years old, she says she's in her rocking chair, and she prays for all of us. She says, Angel, I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I pray for you. God. Whoa, come on now. Amen. She don't have to do that. She's lived her life. But every time I call my Aunt Gladys, she calls me Luisito. Luisito, I'm praying for you, man. I'm praying for you. Amen. That's what it's all about. You got to do it. Oh, Rashondere. Thank you. Number three. As a father or as a leader of our home, we must make church a priority.
Yeah. There it is.
Amen? And what I mean by that, we just don't show up. We are the church. Yeah. Amen? We are. You know, and if you're in that situation, pray to God. This is what I pray for God over my life. Lord, increase my capacity. Because there's too many Christians just sitting. Amen? God has called us to be ambassadors. That doesn't mean you're going to stand here and preach all the time. But each and every one of you have an inner circle that I might not be able to reach. But they'll listen to you. Come on now. They'll listen to you. They will. Amen? And when I want to add to that, not just, you got to make church a priority, not by just coming, but you got to be active in your local church. And what I mean by that, you got to have a servant's heart. I'm going somewhere. Why? Because your kids see you serving at the church. That's what they see. That's what they learn. And that's what they'll send. It goes down from generation to generation. Amen? My dad and mom served at the church. My dad was the head deacon. My mother was the church secretary. And my mother cleaned the church. I remember many times after Friday night, we got to stay over. We're going to clean the church. Like, really, mom? And we stood there. We vacuumed the church. And what they were doing, they were training me. At that time, I didn't realize it, but that's what they were doing. They were training me. It gives me honor and a privilege to see my kids serving in church. Amen. Selena serving in the praise and worship. Come on. Macho running the media team. Because that's what they saw. They said, Daddy has a servant's heart. This is what we do. We don't just come to church. And if you had that there now, just pray about it. And you want to serve? Come see Pastor D after service. We'll plug you in somewhere. Amen? But you got to have a servant's heart. Can we go to Matthew? Matthew 20, 28. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's the attitude we should have. I wake up in the morning and say, Lord, who can I bless today? And sometimes it's something simple. Hey, brother, good to see you. I'm praying for you. You don't know what they're facing. Sometimes something that simple. I've texted many of you during the week. I've been praying, and God just said, hey, put you in my heart. And I have texted many of you, and many of you have replied back, Pastor Angel, I needed that. But God knows what you needed. Amen. You have that servant's heart. Serve. Serve. It's all about serving. Amen. Guys still with me? All right. And number four. This is what we should be doing. A father or a spiritual leader makes decisions on biblical principles. Got to stick to the word. You got to stick to the word of God. Amen? And if you want to add some more, in other words, never compromise the gospel, never deviate or water down the gospel. It's okay, Selena. You can do that. It's all right. It's all right. I'm doing a dishonesty to her. I'm doing a dishonesty to her. Amen? And that's what's happened across churches, across the nation. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Jesus still loves you. Don't worry about it. Yes, he does. He loves us, but he's not always pleased with us. Amen. Big difference. And I go even further. Many ministers have taken this gospel of grace way too far. And it's sad to say that many people are going to go to hell because of this. It's okay, brother. Don't worry. No. No. The only way to heaven is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I'm going to add to that and live in a life that's pleasing unto him. Amen. And it breaks my heart. People that I know that they say they love Jesus. And when I see their lifestyle, I'm like, Lord, show them the way. Come on now. Come on. No. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Okay? But what happens when you water down the gospel, when you want to do it your way, you're not doing it his way. And many times, Jesus gets the blame for stuff that he had nothing to do with it. Oh, glory to God. Many times. Oh, I've tried that Jesus thing, but he didn't show up when I wanted him to show up. Oh, really? Well, 2,000 years ago, he died on the cross for you. You all right with that? I love to, and you see that, whoa, hold on a second. Yeah, think about that. With no guarantees, God gave his son with no guarantees that none of us were going to follow him. But he still gave. Glory to God. I like Psalms 32:8. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I would advise you and watch over you. That's why we must stick to biblical principles. Stick to the word of God. Situations come your way. This is the best advice I'm going to give you. If you've not heard anything I said today, situations come your way. Tribulations will come. Trials will come. This is your attitude should be. What does the word of God say about that? Amen. But you're only going to know what the word of God says when you pray, when you spend time with him, when you spend time in his presence. Amen. When you spread the word of God. Many times when people find out I'm a preacher, they're the last thing they want to hang out with me. Oh, is that preacher, dude? There he comes. I had one friend call me the other day, a good friend of mine's. I'm going to wrap it up so we can get ready for second service. And for many years, I worked with this guy. And I never knew that he had an addiction problem. Never knew it. Showed up to work every single day. We went to, he came to my house for parties, kids' parties, bowling. But he knew I was a believer, and I would always invite him to church. He's like, yeah, I was raised in church. You know, I'm not ready for this, blah, blah. I never judged him. And matter of fact, when I talked to him the other day, a couple of times, I told him, man, Jay, you hit your addiction very well. Because I had no idea. We were both supervisors with the other company that I was with. We ate lunch every day. We hung out every day. And every once in a while, I'd say, hey, man, when you coming to church? I'm coming this Sunday. He wouldn't show up. So it came up to get make a long story short, came to the point that he hit rock bottom. Boom. He had to go to rehab in order to save his job. Went to rehab for 2 months. They shipped him out to another county. Now he's in Connecticut. And I just felt led. I was praying the other day, and I called him on Monday, and he called me back. He says, he texted me, I'm in a conference call. I'll call you back. So he calls me back, and I say, what's up, Jay? How you doing? Hey, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. And I told him, I just wanted to, God placed in my heart, I just wanted to call you and tell you, I'm so happy. I'm so glad of where you've turned your life around. And I think he's celebrating almost 500 days of sobriety. And he says, no. Don't do that. I say, yes, Jason, I'm so proud of you. We keep in contact in Facebook. And if you guys want to follow him, Jason Smith, look him up at my friend. And you can just see, he is so on fire for Christ right now. Amen. And he said, no. You don't have to. I appreciate you calling and praying for me, but no. I couldn't have done all that if you weren't there. I'm like, what are you talking about? You never showed, you know, me being a jokester that I am sometimes. Dude, you never came to church with me. What are you talking about? He said, you always believed in me. You never wavered from your faith. And to back up a little bit, he became the director down here in South Florida. He fired me. He fired me. And this, I found this, and I knew what was going on because I'm like, man, I didn't do anything. I'm one of the best employees. I'm the type, my father raised me up that way. When you have a job, it's for the long run. I don't jump job every 6 months. Oh, they're going to give me 20 cents more. Now I'm 20 cents. No. If I make my resume, you're like, that's all you got? 4 jobs? Yeah. Amen? And he said, no. So to go back, he fired me. He became, and it's funny because I told him to apply for the position. He called me for advice. Okay? And I'm like, Jay, go for it. You got the experience. Yeah, but I don't have the college degree. That don't mean nothing. You got the hands-on experience. He got the job. He got promoted. Then he deletes me from Facebook because he said, oh, company policy, district managers can't have. I said, fine. And then I was noticing, I'm going to finish up. I'm noticing our relationship starts getting further apart. I don't hear from him like I used to. We don't do no more because now I'm an employee. Okay? And 2 years in, he called me. I had not spoken to him for about a year. I knew he was in the office. He was Mr. Big Shot. I never said one bad word about him. Even when I got fired, when he called me, I thank God for, the Spirit of God just, it prepares us. Because I had not heard from him in over a year. But I knew he was my boss. Everything was more email. And when he called me, and the funny thing is, they waited for me to finish my workload for that whole day. So it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Me being the great friend or co-worker, I started calling around all my other co-workers. Hey, you need help with anything? You need help with anything? I'm done. Here's Jason Smith. I said, all right, Lord, help me be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Those are my exact words. I said, hey, Jay, what's up? I heard the stutter in his voice. Hey, Angel, this is the most difficult phone call that I've ever had to make. You're fired. I said, what? Can I come to the office? Can we talk it over? There's nothing to say. But what was that? He was in a world of drugs, alcohol, depression. And I'm gonna go even further. Darkness cannot hang out with light. Oh, I was the light in that place. Because when people needed something, they made fun of me. Oh, here comes the rabbi. Here comes the, I might have the Jewish nose, but I'm Puerto Rican from New York. I'm not a rabbi, okay? People would send me emails. Hey, don't tell nobody. Keep this between us. Can you pray for me? But he was so involved in the evil. The devil had him so consumed. He got rid of me. Because he knew everybody always came to me for advice. So that's the story there. So when I called him this week, I said, man, I am so proud of you, Jason. He said, no. I'm serving Christ. I am clean because of what you poured into my life. You never judge me. You never send me to hell. There was times in my mind. I was like, there was times, you know. Trust me, I had my moment. That's the most difficult thing, to come home and tell your wife, I got fired, but I don't know why. But God had a plan. Amen? God had a plan. I'm telling you, prayer works. Prayer works. And I'm going to close with this. This is my final closing. Well, that's one. You know, ministers get 12. Nah. None of this matters. You will not be a great father, a husband, spiritual leader, I believe. And if you don't agree with me, I'm willing to speak with you. You can email Devon@bvcstaff.com. They always get me with the emails. I got the mic. Amen. None of this matters. I believe these two things kind of connect everything together. If we do not take our role as the head of our home, I'm talking to the dads. You can pray. I'm telling you to pray. Get in the word. Pray for your family. Be that example. But you have to walk in that role. You have to. You have to take authority in that role. 1 Corinthians 11:3. But there's one thing I want you to know. The head of every man is Christ. So there's levels of authority. The head of woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. So there's levels of authority. And if you got those levels and out of balance, your life's going to be out of balance. Amen? And number two, and I'm going to finish with this one. All right, maybe not. Stay over. Hey, I'm preaching real good. Come on now. Stay over. We got coffee in the back. I'm talking to husbands. Nothing else matters if we do not love our wives just as Christ loves the church. My baby's not here today. She's coming second service. Amen. Nothing matters. Ephesians 5:25. For husbands, I'm talking to you. This means love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. In other words, take care of her. Appreciate her. Love on her. Are they lovable at all times? Lord of God, I plead the fifth. I'm not lovable at sometimes, right, baby girl? You can step in for your mom. I give you the authority. Amen? Come on. We got to love our wife as God loved the church. It breaks my heart when people that I know, their marriage are shattered, their marriage is falling apart, and sometimes I speak to them like, my wife, Really? We need to talk about that. Come on now. Come on. We got to take care of them. We got to appreciate them. It's not something I'm saying. It's a mandate. Paul is reminding us, the Apostle Paul. Jesus loves the church. My brother, you better love your wife. Because the saddest thing is, you know, like I said earlier, I never want to put on my church gear and then go at home and be the worst father or husband I can be. Mr. Cintron, you are a hypocrite. And I pray to God that the example I gave my daughters, that's the kind of man that God brings into their life. And I'm honored that Eddie, he loves my daughter like, she's Puerto Rican and she's not easy to get along with. No, that's my baby girl, amen? But come on, I'm being realistic now. Man, never take him for granted. Never take him for granted. Amen. The most beautiful thing in a relationship is when you hear your spouse praying for you. Especially in times when they don't really want to pray for you. But thank God. So I believe these two last things kind of connect everything. Husbands, take your role. Is it easy sometimes? No. Difficult? Yes. My kids can testify. There was things, and to this day, there's things that I do not allow in my home. I don't care how old they are. It's my house. You're going to respect the house of the Lord. Amen. They know. Now they're old enough, and that's between them and God. But while they lived under my roof, I wasn't a dictator. Let me crack that. Bend over. Let me out. No. I stood my ground. I stood on the principle. We ain't watching. Not in this house. We are not watching that show. Amen. And many times we turned something on. 5 minutes in. Babe, shut it off. Oh, we ain't listening to that here. And even now, Macho, he's 20 years old. He's the last one left. I tell him, you're going to be with me forever, right? He's like, you crazy. I told Angie I'm going to fill the house with dogs. She's like, that's when I move in with Selena. I says, nah, I'm only kidding. No. You know, you take me in any time. That's our secret. Amen. Even to this day, my 20-year-old respects my home. He has friends come over. He has friends that want to spend the night. He says, Dad, is it okay for such and such to come over? We're going to do this, this, and this. That's cool. Go with it. Why? Because they seen the example. Daddy don't play that. I've seen what evil can do to a house. I've seen what the devil, I'm going to go deep. I've seen what alcohol does to a household. I've seen what drugs do to a household. Not in this house. Amen? So fathers, take your role. Take your place. Spiritual leaders, lead by example. Lead. They'll talk about you. They make fun of you. It's okay. But in time of need, let me call Sue Constantine. I know Sue will listen to me. Yeah, she's a woman of faith. Amen? That's what it's all about. That people know they're not my father. But I can still call him and say, hey, Pastor Steve, can we talk about this? That's what it's all about. Amen? I like Proverbs 18:22. This is my final ending. I still got 9 left. I'm on number 3. Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Come on now. The book of wisdom and knowledge. I think Solomon knew what he was talking about. You found a wife, it's a good thing. Right, Brother Mark? It's a good thing. Oh, glory to God. I'm celebrating 30 years of marriage. That's glory to only God. Only God. Only God. She here yet? Oh, good. And here we go. I'm going to finish with this. Number four. I still got eight left. Thank you. Everybody give me a minute. A minute. One, two, see that? There's like 50 of us, 50 new minutes. Amen. So here we go. Jot this down. A good father trains, prays, and leads by example. If you're doing these three things, you're on the right track. Consistency. Stick with it. Even when the kids get crazy on you. Stick with it. Stick. Only one out of four? That's not three? That's not bad. I mean, but come on, you stick with it. Why? Because if they see, and I'm going to add my wife, mom and dad on shaky grounds, they're going to be like, psh, it ain't working for them. So why are we going to go with that? Amen? So a good father trains, prays, and leads by example. Let's follow that. Let's take a hold of that. That's for everybody here. Take a hold of that. Amen. You lead by example. People see Jesus in your life. You'll become a magnet. You got joy in your life. You got the, I'm putting it down. I'm done. You got joy in your life. You got Jesus in your life. People want that. There's a hurting world out there. And when they see there's something different about it, they'll be like, hey, why are you so happy? What are you on? Give me some of that juice. It's Jesus juice. Amen. You guys received something today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you.